So friends, now we study chapter 10, the marketing communication strategy. Marketing requires continuous interaction with multiple stakeholders, be it customer on one hand, your ad agency, your public relation firms, your vendors, your business partners, your distributors, etc. Therefore, it's a very vital part of marketing mix. Generally comes under that promotion as a P. Here, idea is to connect with your target audience very effectively. With advancement in this digital technology today, methods earlier that we used to use like television, radio, prints have been more supplemented by highly targeted digital channels such as social media, search engine marketing, influencer collaborations, AI-driven chatbot and programmatic advertising. So today you see the companies are using a judicious balance between traditional means as well as new age digital means. Brands now leverage tools like personalized email marketing. Due to technology, it is possible. Due to AI and other technology stacks, one can study the consumer buying behavior and accordingly and help you to personalize, and that also generate a personalized email, do WhatsApp campaign, do AI-driven content recommendation-based communication, and thereby you create an engaging communication. Customer will feel as if the communication is meant for him. The rise of the internet has transformed the global method of doing communication. So, must develop a comprehensive, therefore, communication strategy that considers the cultural nuances in specific country, the preferences of the customer, overcoming regulatory requirements, and yet effectively connecting and engaging with your target customer. So that's the essence of international marketing communication. And in that, we begin with understanding the process for the same. So process, before we get in, you have to understand what is communication. Okay, so there is a sender. Sender sends the message, which is received by the receiver. If anything is not right in this, the receiver does not get the message as you have visualized. Without getting into the conventional method, we get into a modified communication model by Wilbur, okay, wherein he says the sender is the initiator of the message. Then there is an encoding done, that is, message is converted in a manner that it is expected to impact certain changes in him. Okay. And when delivered, it is supposed to kind of create similar meaning that you intend to pass on. So that's an encoding, which is really a science, so to say. So here is that visual representation where there is a sender, and sender sends the communication, which is a very specific objective driven communication, which is encoded, received by the receiver. Okay. So here sender could be board of director intimating you about change in the director or CEO or sub SBU heads, functional heads. Receiver can be government bodies, employees, stakeholders, vendors, your customers, etc. Okay. And in between there is a communication channel. Now feedback is means receiver, based on understanding that he has acquired, will take certain action or will not take action. That is a feedback for you. Okay. So after understanding these basics, we get into this modified communication model understanding, encoding, as they say, we earlier discussed. You use either proper words, pictures, visuals, some symbols, etc. That will make the message more meaningful, self-comprehension. Receiver, on the other hand, is anyone who's exposed to the message being relayed by you. Decoding, receiver needs to decode the message, means understand the message. Therefore, decoding, the process of interpreting what a message means to him. Even that is very tricky and scientific perspective. After decoding, customers are expected to take certain action. If they take action also, it's a mess feedback for you. If they don't take an action also, it's a feedback for you. So with that, feedback comes into picture. It's a customer's response indicating to what extent the message was received properly, decoded, and its persuasiveness, how appealing it is. However, this cycle many times gets disturbed because there is a noise in the environment. Noise refers to environment in which any communication process happens, along with the other ongoing things, other brand messages, other distractions, TV commercials going in or TV program parallelly running, which for a second, fraction, etc., disturbs the attention of the consumer, and therefore receiving of the message is interrupted, and therefore the comprehension is affected. So noise is an interference and distraction that can affect the transmission and receipt of the message. So in short, brand messages must have impact, and to get the impact and the attention, you must clearly create a memorable message which can be recalled by them. So both encoding and decoding has to happen, for which noise-free environment is required. So that's a struggle with every brand. How can you identify a noise-free environment or a tool, etc.? Okay. So what it requires is a message design plus appropriate communication mix, which is leading to the positive outcome of sending the message. Communication mix means whether you use advertising, sales promotion, public relation, direct response advertising, what all those elements are there. So on one end you have a message, the other end the mix that you choose, outcome is expected to be positive. Effectiveness, the entire communication is measured by the outcome, that is the feedback, call to action as we say, and whether that call to action is being taken or not. So outcome was mostly looked for response to the marketing communication or some feedback or say download now or like, you know, order today, those kind of buttons that you would have often noticed in social media ads. So marketing communication processes has a proper place which evaluates which product needs to be communicated and the means of communication. So in the marketing communication, these two aspects play a very vital role. Overall, you have to understand the communication mix. Once you understand the communication mix, you can choose the right mix for your kind of a product and what will get you the better return, means better response rate. Process identifies where the firm's money is being utilized and what is an ROI on the marketing communication. That is also very much in place. Today you get real-time data. So the real-time data reveals for you which social media channel, which offer is working, not working for you. And so that is a plus of today's channel. So in short, here you have to set the communication objective, identify who's the stakeholders whom you want to influence, identify the target audience, so that may be the smaller group among the stakeholders, and then budget decisions are involved. So we will try and understand this one by one. Organization and communication objectives. So what is that? Should reflect the organizational plan. It should overall give you an idea as to what is the impact that you wish to achieve. Okay, if it's a sales promotion, higher inquiry and higher volume sale. If it's a brand, then it should build the brand recognition, awareness, etc. Have an objective to ensure the activity is being undertaken in line with the organization's objective. Okay, so you have to have an objective of your marketing communication. If aligned with the overall organizational objectives, then both sync well. There is a likely better benefit. Focus on product features or characteristics. That answer you have to have. Okay. Content should convey and get a response. Content should be such that both encoding, decoding is rightly done, and therefore it will gather you the required response. So what are the marketing communications strategies you have? Okay. So set the communication objective. What does the communication say and how the message is communicated is important. Okay. So what it has to communicate, whether it's a feature, whether it's a benefit, and then how the message is communicated through television, emotional ad, or through print ad. Communicate with customer, keeping in mind they are from different countries, culture, lingo, etc. Ultimately, therefore, it must differentiate. That continues to be the marketing challenge. Are you able to differentiate your product vis-a-vis competition? So decide your communication objective. Identify the stakeholders. So there are internal and external stakeholders. Identify with whom they need to communicate. Are you supposed to communicate with internal stakeholders, communicate with external stakeholders, who they are? You have to probably, both you have to do, then you have to have priority. So generally, whenever the corporate advertisements, etc. are getting ready, which is of a massive campaign, they are externally released first. But immediately, parallelly, the activity is undertaken so that internal stakeholders are also being informed so that they are aware of. Okay. Inability to identify the right recipient may adversely affect the objective of your marketing communication. So that also, if you do not reach the right target, your communication will be meaningless to them. Target audience, that is knowing your international market customer. So we have understood earlier segments, and from the multiple segments, that is, I told you the jeans company have segments like teenagers, they have working professionals, senior citizens. From there you decide that you want to focus on teenagers, so that's your target. So understanding the customer, their need, it helps them, helps the company to reduce the gap between what the customer want and what the firm is offering. Because understanding your target will help you to form 4 P's of marketing. Develop your product which meets the expectation. Make it available at the place which they frequent most, at the price which they are willing to pay, and at a position that you create. Promotion, that is what how we will promote about your this. So firm must overcome gap one, wherein the firm translates consumer needs to product specifications. Gaps, this gap one and etc., there are various gaps that get created. One has to be careful about minimizing the gaps when you are planning your marketing communication. So there is, like, just to give you further example, here it is written, gap one is how the need of the customer is translated in product development. Later comes the marketing communication gaps. Customer is hoping to get impacted by this kind of a communication, but you communicate it differently and therefore the message is lost. So that's a gap. So there are many such gaps which one should be aware of. At least 6-7 prominent gaps you should take care of. Then comes the 4th, which is a budget decision. It is very important. You must know before start what is the budget available to you. So you have to have a temporary idea as to what you are venturing into will require what kind of a this thing, whether you call it an entry level budget or whether it is a penetration budget, whether it is enhanced budget to have larger share of voice, etc. So all those things require you to identify communication mix and then have an idea about how much funding will be required. Budget can be derived using activities being planned also. So there are techniques through which the budget can be decided. One of them is simple addition of various tasks that you will have to do, the cost of it, and therefore the budget. There are things like percentage of sale, okay, etc. So this is also the weight method the budget is derived, but that not being the scope out here, I'm not getting much into it. Budget decision, what are the activities that we'll account for? Of course, you have to account for the research and development. So the entire aspect of the research that you will do, how will you understand the changing consumer need and therefore the required feature, required pricing, etc. So all aspects of this you will have to take into account. So there's a research budget, advertising. So how will you deliver the message of the new product or the product feature change? What are the media habits and therefore the kind of channel that you will use, etc.? What is the awareness with which you are doing, whether it's an awareness or it is intimating about the new product or it is a recall or it is a purchase persuasion that you want. Okay. The third is the promotion. What kind of promotion are you planning? Sales promotion and various things that we say. So sales, free sampling, discount, gift voucher distribution, celebrity endorsement, influencer, various aspects you should be aware about. And what are the budget for the promotion that you can separate it so that your promotion part is understood very well. it is a part of course, a total marketing budget. Personal communication channel. These are the communication channel that enable the marketer to provide online assistance through social media, website, email. Here the person, the recipient or the customer gets a feeling that he is attended in case of requirement. So channels are used to create a feedback, give product intimation, support in terms of customer service need, etc. So that also is the expenditure. Today now, most of this is chatbot based or most of this is automated, so to say, through using various marketing technology stacks. So that also has to be taken into account. Public relation is another activity of a marketing communication where firm is constantly trying to see how their image in the eyes of the public, which is more than, larger than the customer base, can be favorably built. Okay, so that improvisation of the corporate image will go a long way in subsequent initiatives, action, brand launches, product launches, etc. People will receive it with a favorable mindset. That's a power. Direct marketing, here you directly communicate. Here idea is to deliver a personalized message to the recipient through email, through SMS, through direct mail, through telemarketing, etc. Aim is to garner immediate attention, response and measurability, because you will know how many SMSs you got, you will know how many, you know, toll-free calls you got, you will know how many people have requested for this assistance, etc. So like Asian Paints, when they do it, is a number on which you have to call to get the assistance. Then they set the entire mechanism in place. So the person will come, inspect your house, give you the quote, and if you start a project, monitor this thing, etc. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's a direct marketing. Measurability is possible because they will exactly know, since the time the advertisements have been broke versus today, how many calls have come out of that, how many people have shown positive interest in availing the service, etc. So there is a measurability. And then out of that, how many have given business of what worth to it. So that's why it's a measurable. Direct marketing is a very measurable thing. We will learn now the communication mix. So what are the communication mix today you as a marketeer can consider utilizing? So we'll take various elements of communication mix. First is direct and interactive marketing. Here you see that social media sites helps you to create very wide awareness. Okay. Now, internet is one of them which provides numerous information to stakeholders about the organizations. You can build your reputation, highlight achievements, okay, can invite interested vendor, distributor through your portal advertisement, etc. Search and obtain required information, less costly to cater, of course. So that's for the search through internet. So internet is the very first medium or a means to have a direct and interactive marketing with your target group of people. Second is the company website, wherein you have your website full of information, where own company really helps, you know, where you have your powerful website dynamically developed, and it provides not only the basic detail, serves as an interactive platform, chatbot will help the customer get the services attended, then elaborate demonstration of the product, downloadables are there, you can create a comparison if that is required, provide excellent product video, how to use videos, etc. Customer care, feedback generation, talent sourcing. So therefore you often see that career is a tab on most of the company website. So that's another communication mix, which is company website. Participate in the international trade shows. Worldwide various trade shows happen depending on the country of your interest, etc. That's where you participate, go attend, you will meet suppliers, you will meet marketeers, you may meet your potential customers, because supplier will display their product, interested users are checking it, discussing it, they are demonstrating it. So that's a very powerful platform where you get multiple objectives served. Then comes, so in that itself, the trade show participation is given nowadays a strong prominence because you get to see your target audience hands-on. You are able to interact. Target audience get to meet the company representative. Okay, so that they both get introduced, and therefore the future business lead maturity can be followed. Opportunity to showcase your best product, maybe launch new product, because worldwide media is there, so that's a nice platform. Reputation building of the brand is possible, and many more other corporate image, etc., can be built using participation in the internet, international trade shows. Then comes the database-based marketing. So you have large database acquired through various past initiative. You can communicate directly with them, provide them specific product information, add exclusive incentives for them to buy through your sent link, etc. You can profile them based on their purchasing habit, etc. If you merge this data into CRM, then you are able to profile their regular consumption, their consumption pattern, habits, kind of products that they are consuming, etc. And based on some new addition in the product consumption, then they get personalized recommendation, etc. It can be used for lead generation by sending, say, like email or mass WhatsApp message and thing like that, wherein they come to know in one go what is new that you are offering, and then you have an option there and they connect with you so that the lead gets generated. Complete measurability, so therefore marketing spend return on investment can be determined, because you have a complete idea of what is the number of your database, how many SMSs you send, how many emails you send, and towards that how much response you got, what is the business worth you got. Now this availability of a database will mature your CRM system. So as it matures, a lot of other utility can be extracted out of it. Few other aspects, very primarily I am just connecting, therefore not elaborate. Content marketing, and that's an entire world wherein now gone are the days where you just provide product information. Now you have to visualize many ways where relevant content is created, made available. Customer may want an answer to a particular question, or they want to know what is so great about your technology, how you are different from the rest. So various ways, various platforms are created where relevant content is made available. Social media marketing, SMM, we have studied, that is how do you reach out the target audience on various social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and all. Influencer marketing, macro level, country level, micro level, so state level, city level, you can make various influencers participate in your communication initiative. Public relation, we have studied, is to create one very widely acceptable public profile about your company. And experiential marketing, here you kind of offer an opportunity for a customer to experience your product and then decide about future consumption, etc. So it's like not only like trial, I'm not said like talking about trial so to say, but you, when the person connects with you and experience that he gets of, or a value that he receives, that creates a kind of an experience which will compel him to come back to you again and again. So that's what, so these are the various communication mix. We have covered about 9 of them. Using which you are able to reach out to your target segment. So here, okay, I've tried explaining you experiential marketing. Creates a memorable brand experience through interactive events, pop-up activations, brand installations, etc. It allows customers to engage with the brand physically as well as emotionally. For example, IKEA Sleepover. So IKEA has this program, IKEA Sleepover, wherein you see that they are encouraging an experience to use IKEA product, okay, and once you experience it, they are very confident you cannot be away. So that's what innovative ideas are coming out on this experiential marketing sphere. So one should really be using it in your today's marketing. So having understood various communication mix, how do you measure the effectiveness of your marketing communication? So is it working for you? So there is a matrix for this particular evolution. So before we get into that, the communication strategy implemented is also essential to determine what will determine the success of your program communication. So it needs to have a structured approach. And the structured approach means that you also decide an evaluation parameter right before. So agencies are aware, creative is aware, so they all are getting aligned to creating a result which is measurable as per your earlier plan. So therefore dashboards gets created, and in and around that effort is prepared, you know, done, so that overall one can see whether what you have spent is yielding you the desired money or not. So here is a valid public relation metrics framework, so where it gives you the idea as to what can be measured and how it can be measured. So this is, say, like one of it for the public relation activity. These are the things that is to be done, and there you plot as you progress, and then that plotting will give you an idea whether it is working for you or not. Okay, so that's our entire communication phase wise. You will do this activity at a periodic interval. So likewise, you will do it for the other communication mix also. Technology and marketing. Okay, that today technology is changing access, not only the access, not only the connectivity, etc., but technology is also enabling you to get the real-time data. Getting to know marketing by leveraging technology is saving first time and then other efforts. Today, a lot of automation in marketing is available, email reply, chatbot replies, etc. And therefore, you will feel on the other end that you are being attended, but half of it or more than that is done automatically. Internet and social media have changed the marketing dimensions completely. Voice conferences makes oversell travel redundant, so that earlier people had to fly even for a basic meeting, etc. Now through Zoom call or MS Teams call, you are able to talk for an hour or two and thresh out various things. So international travel has become redundant. So this is the technology's contribution in marketing. Using the latest information technology, the Ethiopia Commodity Exchange transmits the prices of coffee and other commodities in the real time to outdoor electronic ticker board in 32 rural sites, ECX websites, 256,000 mobile subscribers via instant messaging, radio and TV. Look at that, all these things happening within fraction of a few seconds or a minute. So technology has connected consumer as a follower. The regular communication becomes essential and possible. So that's the power of technology that marketing can leverage. Such regular communication enables marketing to know the emerging and changing trend among their customers. However, technology basket is growing so much, it has become difficult to decide which technology to invest and depend upon. The technology stake or marketing technology stake, as they say, so much is changing every day. So it has become a challenge for you to decide, identify and utilize a particular stake. CRM aspects of the marketing got a boost due to this technology integration. Various touchpoint based integration of data is possible in the CRM. So that gives you the complete journey of the customer and various touch points, how is he utilizing it, that idea also you come to know. So accordingly you can create your brand communication and engagement methodologies. How technology is levering the trade growth? So availability of the required bandwidth could be a problem. For example, internet in rural India. Okay, so that is a negative part of it. Most countries have reduced tariff on IT products and services. That is an encouraging part of it. So that penetration of IT, penetration of internet is going far deeper and deeper. India's own program called Digital India will make India technology driven. Okay, technology to bring innovation in marketing, improve competitiveness and retain sustainability would be the firm's effort in international marketing. So technology age, every marketeer knows, so companies are investing heavily in absorbing right technology for their marketing, so that they, through a customer experience, through the agility with which they connect with the market, they create a sound differentiation beyond product or the service differentiation. Currently, worldwide, about $1 trillion is being spent by brand to market their product. Half is spent on advertising, so 50% goes in advertising, one third on the marketing services, that is all support services, and agencies account for 12%. other side, technology is harnessed to produce bio-friendly products and packaging, biodegradable packaging. Technology tools helps marketer in CRM, research, extract behavioral aspects using big data, AI, etc. So even that is happening. So predictive analysis is also possible. Behavioral analysis is also possible due to AI technology, so to say. So with this, of course, we complete this chapter. Thank you very much.